إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا ونواصل في هذا الدرس الذي هو حول 10 فوائد في العقيدة لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة عبد المحسن العباد البدر حفظه الله تعالى. I welcome all of you once again. We continue reading and presenting you with these benefits from the work of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith Abdul Muhsin ibn Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. It's about 10 points of benefits on the creed. On the creed. And this is from his Muqaddimah, when he explained the book of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani. Min Qatf al-Janaddani, Sharh Muqaddimah Risalat Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani, Rahimahu Allah Ta'ala. Al-Fa'idha al-Thaniya. The second point of benefit from these 10 points of benefits concerning the Muslim creed. قال الشيخ وسطية أهل السنة والجماعة في العقيدة بين فرق الضلال. وسطية أهل السنة والجماعة في العقيدة بين فرق الضلال. That أهل السنة والجماعة, they are upon moderation in aqidah between the deviant sects and deviant groups. قال الشيخ حفظه الله أمة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وسط بين الأمم. So when you compare and look at the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Muslims, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are in the middle course. They are upon moderation between the two extremes that the different nations went to. You find some nations that went to one extreme, while the others went to the other extreme. This Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are in the middle course. They are upon moderation. فَإِنَّ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ مُتَضَادُّونَ. And these two extremes are the Yahud and the Christians. The Jews, they are on one extreme, and the opposite of them is the Christians, the Nasara. فَالْيَهُودُ جَفَوْا فِي الْأَنْبِيَاءِ حَتَّى قَتَلُوا مَنْ قَتَلُوا مِنْهُمْ. As for the Jews, one extreme, they went to an extreme as related to the Anbiya, so much so that they have killed some of them. The Jews, na'am, as Allah tells us and informs us in the Quran, وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. That the Jews, they killed some of the prophets. That's an extreme. Instead to respect them, they are commanded to respect the prophets of Allah, to adhere to their teachings. Now they killed some of them, they opposed the prophets and killed some of them. That's one extreme that the Jews went to. والنصارى غلوا في عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام فجعلوه إلها مع الله. As for the Christian, النصارى, who they went to the other extreme, the opposite of the Jews, they went to extreme as related to a prophet of Allah, Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, Isa the son of Maryam, the son of Mary, and they make him a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا من أمثلة تضادهم في الاعتقاد. He said this is one of the examples when they go to extreme, the opposite directions in belief, the opposite direction in اعتقاد, in belief. قال وأما من أمثلة تقابلهم في الأحكام أن اليهود لا يؤكلون الحائض ولا يجالسونها والنصارى بضدهم فإنهم يجامعونها والعياذ بالله. It is likewise in the rulings and regulations, in the ahkam, in the laws, you will find that the Jews, they went to extreme. For instance, the woman, the menstruating woman, the woman that her menses on her cycle, you find the Jews, they go to extreme. They don't even sit with the woman. When a woman, someone's wife, for example, if she's in her menses, don't sit with her, don't eat with her, nothing. Stay away from her completely until her cycle comes to an end. That's an extreme. You see, the Christian, they went to the opposite extreme. They do everything with her, even having her course with a menstruating woman, wa'iyadu billah. You see, two extremes. وأهل السنة وسط لا يغلون ولا يجافون بل أهل السنة والجماعة وسط في الأنبياء يحبون أنبياء الله ويحترمونهم ويوقرونهم ولكن لا يرفعونهم فوق درجتهم. But أهل السنة والجماعة they follow the middle course. They are upon moderation in the prophets and the messengers عليهم الصلاة والسلام. They love them, respect them. They believe that they are prophets and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they do not deny their message. They don't oppose them, but they respect them. They follow their message. They obey their orders. But in the same time, they don't go to the extreme of taking them as gods beside Allah, wal'iyadu billah, and giving them characteristics that are only to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وكما أن هذه الأمة وسط بين الأمم فإن أهل السنة والجماعة وسط بين فرق هذه الأمة. Likewise he says, you look at the Muslims, this Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they are the one that they are right. They are the one that the haqq is with them and they are upon the haqq as related to the other nations. This Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the ones upon the truth, upon moderation amongst the other nations, the previous nations. Likewise, he says, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people who adhere to the Sunnah, and they are united upon the Haqq, upon the truth, not united upon colors or tribalism, or just because they are from the same country or the like. لا. They are united upon what's pleasing to Allah. The unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find likewise Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are wasat. They are upon moderation between the deviant sects of this Ummah. Keep in mind that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us about the splitting of this Ummah. The splitting, he says, ستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he informed that this Ummah is not going to be on the same level as it was in his time and the time of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and the first part of Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum, but rather this Ummah will split into 73 sects. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, all of them in the hellfire except for one. That one, why, what saved that one? Once again, no color, no citizenship, no country, no status in this dunya. What saved them is what the Prophet ﷺ said, they are those who are upon what he is upon and his companions. Anyone who hold on firm to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions they were upon, he will make this exception and he will be from the saved sect. As Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, they are upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions in the aqeedah first. Their aqeedah has to be the aqeedah, the correct aqeedah that the Prophet ﷺ left the Sahaba upon. Likewise in ibadat, every single act of worship, whether it be tahara, salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, umrah, this and that, dealing, transactions, they have to be on the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Likewise their manners, their akhlaq, their guidelines, their etiquette, the manhaj that they follow and the path they adhere to has to be that of the Prophet ﷺ left the companions upon. فهم أولا يعني أهل السنة والجماعة وسط في صفات الله بين المعطلة والمشبهة. He says, first of all, number one, he says, they are wasat, upon moderation in the attributes of Allah. And when you say wasat, meaning there is two ends. You see, there is the wasat al-asa. You see, there is a stick. Huh? A stick. If there is a stick, for example, like this, this is the wasat. There is two ends. It is this end and the other end. Okay? So they are in a middle course. Upon moderation. In the sifat between who? Between one extreme and another extreme that opposes it. Between the mu'attila and the mushabbiha. You see? In the attributes of Allah, in the aqidah, the belief as related to the attributes of Allah, sifatullah, you find that Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are in the middle course, upon the haqq, moderation, wasat, between the mu'attila, a deviant sect, and the mushabbiha as well. قال فإن المشبه أثبتوا ولكنهم شبهوا ومثلوا وقالوا لله يد كأيدينا ووجه كوجوهنا وهكذا تعالى الله عما يقولون علو كبيرا. As for the mushabbiha, one extreme, they affirm the attributes for Allah. They affirm attributes for Allah, but they made a mistake. See, affirming the attributes of Allah, it's good. It's a good thing. They affirm attributes for Allah, but they were wrong by likening those attributes of Allah to those of His creation. And they say that Allah has a hand, but like our hand. See, that's the real problem. That's when they were wrong. If they say that Allah has a hand, that's a good thing. But they say like our hands. Likewise, they say Allah has a face, but they say like our faces. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above what they say. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. This is one extreme. وَالْمُعَطِّلَ أَمَّا الْمُعَطِّلَ, the other extreme. Who are the mu'attila? Who, remember, because we studied this in Aqeedah al-Salaf and many other times. مَنِ الْمُعَطِّلَ الْجَهْمِيَّ وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ. ماذا يفعلون هؤلاء? What do they do? معطلة. They deny the attributes of Allah. They say Allah has no attributes. They says we cannot, you know, affirm this attribute to Allah. قال لماذا? قال لأنهم تصوروا بعقولهم الكاسدة تصوروا أن الإثبات يستلزم التشبيه ففروا من الإثبات إلى التعطيل تنزيها لله عن مشابهة المخلوقين بزعمهم لكن آل أمرهم إلى أن وقعوا في تشبيه أسوأ وهو تشبيه بالمعدومات وهو التشبيه بالمعدومات فإنه لا يتصور وجود ذات مجرد من جميع الصفات. The Shaykh says, why the Mu'attila, they follow this route? Like the Jahmiyyah, for instance, and those who follow them upon that. Why they follow this route? Because according to their wicked understanding, okay, they says, look, whoever affirm an attribute for Allah, he must automatically liken Allah to his creation. That's what they come up with. Okay? So then they say, okay, for the only way for them to not to fall into this mistake of likening and resembling Allah to his creation, they have to deny all attributes. They cannot say Allah has a hand because, wait a minute, people have hands. Okay? They says the only way for them to not to resemble the attributes of Allah to, or Allah himself to his creation, is by denying the attributes, period. By glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from resembling his creation. As they claim, okay, this is what their claim is, futile and it's not right. But by them running away from this, see, they deny the attribute not to fall into likening Allah and resembling him to his creation, they fall into a worst tashbih. Because now they liken Allah to something that doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. The Shaykh says, because that's impossible for someone to think that a being exists but have no qualities, no attributes. No attributes whatsoever. Okay? Like someone says, oh, this thing exists. Okay, what does it look? Does it have any attributes? Not even one. What do you mean? I have no. What is this thing that exists that doesn't have no attributes? قال وأما أهل السنة يقول الشيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله وأما أهل السنة والجماعة فإنهم توسطوا بين هؤلاء وهؤلاء. Now أهل السنة والجماعة, they are wasat. They didn't go to this extreme nor to this. And what saved them? Knowledge. Of course, tawfiq is from Allah, but because they learn the deen. They take the deen from its proper sources with the sound understanding, ikhwan, as the Shaykh mentioned earlier, in the first point of benefit, was that the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah is to be taken from what? The Qur'an and the Sunnah. And we understand the Qur'an and the Sunnah, how? Upon the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. And why the aqidah has to be taken from Quran and Sunnah? Who remember? Because the aqidah deal with the matters of the unseen. Can anyone know the matters of the unseen based on ijtihad? He goes home and sit for 3 days, don't come out, and say, oh, here you go, Jannah is like this. He can't. If you want to say the Jannah has this tree, or the Jannah has this or that, you'll say, أَيْنَ لَكَ أَنَّ لَكَ هَذَا. Where you brought this from? Why he has a dream? Said, no, the aqidah is not taken from dreams. Oh, somebody told me. Said, look, the aqidah is not taken from stories. But rather, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is what Allah says, this is what the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said. So the Shaykh Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah said they are upon moderation between these two extremes. فَأَثْبَتُوا بِلَا تَشْبِيهِ وَنَزَّهُ بِلَا تَعْطِيهِ. So they affirm attributes without likening them to those of the creation. And they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above resembling any of his creation, without denying the attributes, you see? Without denying the attributes. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. As Allah says, nothing resembles Allah. And he is السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. قال فأثبتوا لله السمع والبصر كما أثبت الله ذلك لنفسه فلم يعطلوا. So they affirm for Allah these two attributes, سمع, the hearing, and بصر. Okay? That Allah hears and sees, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He affirmed it for Himself. Because Allah affirmed this for Himself in the Quran. So they didn't deny this attribute. They didn't say, no, we are sami', but it's not hearing. it's this or is that. لا وما إثباتهم نزهوا ولم يشبهوا. And by them affirming these attributes, they didn't follow the path of the Mushabbiha who likened the attributes of Allah to those of His creation. سبحانه وتعالى. إذن في المشبهة عندهم ماذا؟ عندهم الإثبات و والتشبيه. المشبهة what they do? They do two things. So remember, the مشبهة do two things in the صفات. We just mentioned them. نعم محمد.
They affirm.
That's number one.
أحسنت.
But with تشبيه. But they liken it to the attributes of the creation. That's the مشبهة. والمعطلة عندهم التعطيل وماذا؟ والتنزيه. المعطلة what they do? What is the two things معطلة do when the attributes of Allah? نعم لقمان.
First
day
they affirm the attributes. They say that
لا 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 what they do? They deny. أحسنت. They يعطلون. They deny the attributes. Why?
Because they say if they affirm, it means
that they التنزيه, because they glorify Allah from being or from resembling His creation. You see these four things: تشبيه, تعطيل, إثبات. No, إثبات. The opposite of it, ta'til. Tashbih, the opposite of it, tanzih. Amma, shuf. Wa ahlus sunnah indahum al-ithbat wa tanzih. You see, ahlus sunnah, they took from both the best and they leave the bad. Because the mushabbiha, they have ithbat, which is good. What's evil is that they resemble and they liken the attributes of Allah to those of His creation. The mu'attila, they have tanzih, which is Allah does not look like His attribute, his creation, but they have a bad thing with them, which is ta'til, they deny. Ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah, they have ithbat wa tanzih, bila ta'til wa la tashbih. You see? So Ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah, they affirm the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tanzih. فجمعوا بين الحسنيين الإثبات والتنزيه وسلموا من الإساءتين التشبيه والتعطيل. Allah. He said, so أهل السنة والجماعة, they gathered the two good things. What are they? إثبات والتنزيه. They affirm for Allah what He has affirmed for Himself in His book or His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم affirmed for Him. And the tanzih, with that they know and they believe that Allah does not resemble His creation. None of His attributes resembles those of His creation. And they are saved from the two evil things. What are they? At-ta'atil or tashbih. Tashbih wa ta'atil. Aina. Hadi fa'ida muhimma barakallahu fikum. Wal mu'attila يصفون أهل السنة زورا أنهم مشبهة. The معطلة, the جهمية, of course, this is they accuse أهل السنة of being what? Who can answer this question? Huh? The معطلة, they accuse أهل السنة of being what? مشبهة. Why? Who can explain that? Why the Jahmiyyah, for example, the Mu'attila, they accuse Ahlus Sunnah of being Mushabbiha? Na'am Zayd? أحسنت. وهو كذلك. الجواب صحيح. نعم الجواب صحيح. بارك الله فيك. لأنهم يقول الشيخ لم يتصوروا إثباتا إلا مع التشبيه. Because them, that's the only way they understood the matter. If anyone affirms an attribute, he has to liken Allah to the creation. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. See, that's when they were wrong. وَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ يَصِفُونَ الْمُعَطِّلَ بِأَنَّهُمْ نَافُونَ لِلْمَعْبُودِ. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they tell the Mu'attila, you guys are saying you're worshipping a God that doesn't exist. You're worshipping a God, ilah, that doesn't exist. نافون المعبود. They say you guys are saying that Allah doesn't exist. قال ابن عبد البر في التمهيد وأما أهل البدع والجهمية والمعتزلة كلها والخوارج فكلهم ينكرها يعني الصفات ولا يحمل شيئا منها على الحقيقة ويزعمون أن من أقر بها مشبه وهم عند من أثبتها نافون المعبود. Ibn Abd al-Barr, in his book At-Tamheed, excellent book, this is one of the great scholars of the past, Ibn Abd al-Barr, rahimahullah, he says in his book At-Tamheed, as for the people of innovation, mainly the Jahmiyyah, the Mu'tazila, kulluhum, all of them, and the Khawarij, all of them deny the attributes of Allah, al-iyadu billah. And they do not affirm them on their real nature. Al Haqiqa, he says, because they say, even those amongst them who say, oh yeah, Allah has a hand, but they don't say a hand. They said, oh, waba is a power. It's not the hand, it's the power, liyadu billah. You see? And they claim that whoever affirms these attributes, he is a mushabbih. Meaning he likens Allah and resembles Allah to his creation. But these people now, the Mu'attila, which is the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij, actually, those who affirm the attributes of Allah, they look at them that, for them, by them denying all the attributes of Allah, they say that you're saying that there is no God. I know. There is no God. Because they say that he has no attributes. وَنَقَلَهُ عَنْهُ الذَّهَبِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ فِي الْعُلُوِ. Also, Imam al-Dhahabi, one of the great scholars of the past, he mentioned in his book Al-Ulu this statement of Ibn Abd al-Barr, وَعَلَّقَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِلًا. And he put his comment on this statement. قَالْ صَدَقَ وَاللَّهِ. He says, he spoke the truth indeed by Allah, meaning Ibn Abd al-Barr when he mentioned what he mentioned about the Mu'attila. قال فإن من تأول سائر الصفات وحمل ما ولد منها على مجاز الكلام أداه ذلك السلب إلى تعطيل الرب وأن يشابه المعدوم. He says, because anyone who fall into giving bad interpretation to the meaning of these attributes, okay, because like them, even though the Mu'tazila, for instance, the Jahmiyyah, they say there is no attributes. Mu'tazila, they affirm some attributes, whatever attributes they affirm, but they say it's not like the hand, it's not the hand, it's power, for example. Okay, Qudra or something like that. Said, by doing this, they saying that there is no God, there is no Lord, no Rabb. Because the one who has no attributes doesn't exist. Ma'doom. Doesn't exist. قال كما نقل عن حماد بن زيد. حماد بن زيد is one of the great scholars of the past of أهل السنة والجماعة. He mentioned, قال مثل الجهمية كقوم قالوا. He said the Jahmiyyah who denied the attributes of Allah, says Allah has no attributes whatsoever. He said the example is the example of this person who said, or people who they say, في دارنا نخلة. He said, these people, they say, we have this palm tree in our house. You see? These people, they say, we have a palm tree. You know a palm tree, right? What the palm tree have? They have dates. But the palm tree, it may have dates sometimes, you're right. But what he has? The trunk, okay, that's the trunk, okay? And what else? The branches, and what else? Huh? Roots, the trunk, the leaves, and what else? You've seen a palm tree before? Closely? Huh? Palm tree doesn't look like the other trees. It's different. between the palm, you see those leaves that you call them leaves, the stalks or something, there is something else in there. Ayinam, sahaf. And that's where the fruits come off and stuff, alhamdulillah. Ayinam. Ala ayin. Inshallah. قالوا في دار النخلة. He says the example of Jahmiyyah is like these people. They say we have a palm tree in our house. قيل لها سعف. قالوا لا. قيل فلها كرب. قالوا لا. قيل لها رطب وقنم. قالوا لا. قيل فلها ساق. قالوا لا. قيل فما في داركم نخلة. فما في داركم نخلة. ما عندكم نخلة يا أخوان. So that person asks them, he says, oh, you have a palm tree? He says, yes. You have branches? Oh, no, no branch, not even one, nothing. You have any fruits? No. Have a trunk? No. Then he said to them, you have no palm tree, man. I'm telling you, I have to tell you, you know, I got to tell you this. You got no tree. You got no palm tree in your house. How are you going to have a palm tree in the house? You got nothing. Huh? Who can give me an example other than a palm tree? Because I've seen people still like. Give me an example. Ya Allah Nasir. Give an example, clear. Khalli Rajul, give something else.
A car.
That's all. It's going to take a long details. Not a give me something that have only like four or five details. A car is like an alternator. We're going to go to star plugs. I don't know what. C valves.
A book.
Huh? An apple?
A table.
Tayyib, a table. Somebody says he has what?
A table.
Yeah, like, go ahead, Bilal, since you mentioned that. You ask the questions. They have legs? No legs. They have a top? No top. That's it, no foot. Another example.
The house.
A house? Houses. Yeah, that's it. All right. A cheese pizza. All right, like, okay, I know he's going to pay attention. Somebody said, oh, we have a cheese pizza right here. Oh, yeah. Well, cheese? No cheese. Sauce? No sauce. The crust? No crust. So what? Do you have a pizza? That's the cheese pizza. Correct me if I'm wrong. What's a cheese pizza?
Cheese.
The cheese? The crust? And the sauce. Anything else? If you don't have these three things, do you have a pizza? You don't have a pizza. So it's very important. So the Jahmiyyah, they subhanAllah, قال والمعنى أن من نفى عن الله الصفات فإن حقيقة أمره نفي المعبود إذ لا يتصور وجود ذات مجرد من جميع الصفات. The Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, our noble Sheikh Al-Allama حفظه الله, he says the meaning of this statement of Hamad ibn Zayd, and also the meaning of what Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr mentioned and Imam al-Dhahabi, he says the meaning that if whoever denies the attributes of Allah, that person, he's denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ma'bud. He's denying Allah, wal-iyadu billah. So because it's impossible for someone to think about a being, an essence and a being that has no attributes, period. You see? No attributes. So that's impossible. Like a car, for example. A car, but you can ask a person every single part of the car, the answer will be what? No. So you don't have no car, man. Anything. طيب. قال ولهذا قال ابن القيم رحمه الله في المقدمة التي بين يدي قصيدته النونية فالمشبه يعبد صنما والمعطل يعبد عدما. هذه فائدة مهمة. المشبه يعبد صنما والمعطل يعبد عدما والموحد يعبد إلها واحدا صمدا ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahu ta'ala, in his introduction to his excellent poem al-Nuniyya, he mentioned that the mushabbih, the one who likens the attributes of Allah to those of his creation, he worships an idol. He worships an idol, walayyadu billah. وَالْمُعَطِّلْ يَعْبُدُ عَدَمًا. The one who denies the attributes, he's worshipping something that doesn't exist. Something doesn't exist. As he mentioned, it's impossible for something to exist that doesn't have no qualities, no attributes. قال والموحد, the one who's upon Tawheed, he's the one who worships Allah, the one and only who deserves to be worshipped, as Samad subhanahu wa ta'ala, الذي ليس كمثله شيء, the one who nothing resembles him, and he is السميع البصير. يقول أهل العلم ففي الجزء الأول من الآية, in the first part of, people of knowledge, they mentioned in the first part of this ayah in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 11, ليس كمثله شيء, there is nothing like unto Allah, هذا رد على المشبهة. This one ayah here refutes the مشبهة and the معطلة in the same time. One ayah refute both of them. The first part of it, ليس كمثله شيء, رد على المشبهة. وهو السميع البصير, رد على المعطلة. You see? The first part of this ayah, nothing like, looks or resembles like unto Allah. This is a refutation against the mushabbiha. Allah says nothing like unto him. So why you say Allah hand look like the hand, our hand? And the second part, وهو السميع البصير, it's a refutation against the mu'attila. Allah says he's a sami', they says no, Allah is not. Allah has no sami', no basar. But he says he's a sami' al-basir, وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وقال ابن القيم رحمه الله أيضا قلب المعطل متعلق بالعدم فهو أحقر الحقير وقلب المشبه عابد للصنم الذي قد نحت بالتصوير والتقدير والموحد قلبه متعبد لمن ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. سبحان الله يا أخي, it's beautiful statement of ابن القيم. And I wish I can give you a beautiful translation for this statement. But I'm going to make it as a homework for you. If you want to write it in Arabic later on, I'll give you the book. Okay? I'm not going to translate this one. I'll give you the meaning, but I'm not going to be able to translate it in beautiful way that you can understand it as, if you know Arabic, you will understand it. SubhanAllah, it's beautiful, the statement. ابن القيم قال قلب المعطل متعلق بالعدم فهو أحقر الحقير. Nasser is going to help me in this one, right? He says the heart of the mu'attil is attached to what? Who can answer? Adam, to nothing. His heart is attached to what? To nothing. Because he says, look, the God that deserves to be worshipped has no attributes. فَهُوَ أَحْقَرُ الْحَقِيرُ. نعم يا ناصر, فَهُوَ أَحْقَرُ الْحَقِيرُ. Something حَقِير is something that is what? Has no value whatsoever. شيء حَقِير يعني ما. Has no value. And that's what they are indeed. وقلب المشبه عابد للصنم الذي قد نحت بالتصوير والتقدير. As for the heart of the مشبه is worshipping an idol. And how the idol come about usually? How? By what? Huh? How they come up with an idol? By making it, right? Huh? How?
Huh? Carve it out.
They carve it out based on another example. They've seen something, they imagine, and they do it. وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ قَالُ وَالْمُوَحِّدْ قَلْبُهُ مُتَعَبِّدْ لِمَنْ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِعُ الْبَصِيرُ. As for the Muwahid, the one who is upon Tawheed, has a sound Aqidah, he's the one whose heart worships the one who nothing like unto him, nothing resembles him, and he's a Sami'u al-Basir. هذا أولا. ثانيا, see, the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they are wasat, they are upon the haq, between in the aqidah, between in the sifat of Allah, between who? Between two extremes. What are they? Al-Mu'attila wal-Mushabbiha. Naam. قال ثانيا, وأهل السنة والجماعة وسط في أفعال العباد بين من. He says now, he's gonna also, we're gonna learn that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so you know the importance of this, Ikhwan, to be upon the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And it's not just a claim, oh, I'm upon the haq. You know, in what aspect you need to know? You need to know why this manhaj is the haq. Not just by hearing it from somebody. Somebody come to you, oh, you gotta be Salafi. Why? You need to know what is Salafiyya. Why Salafiyya is the truth. Not just by affiliation. There are people, yes, they say they Salafis, but subhanAllah, they do think that that's not from the Salaf. Has no sila, no link to Salafiyya. Why? Because they never understood it correctly. Never understood it correctly. Likewise, someone he says, oh, he's from Ahlul Sunnah, but they don't understand what it is. They don't understand the principles of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. And they may even fall into one of the extreme and still think that it is from the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Now here is Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they are upon the haq and upon moderation when it comes to the actions of the servants. The actions that me and you we do, Salat, Zakat, Hajj, and this, and also the other actions who are bad actions as well. إذن فهم وسط بين من؟ بين الجبري الغلات الذين ينفون عن العبد الاختيار ويجعلون أفعاله كحركات الأشجار وبين القدرية النفات الذين يجعلون العبد خالقا لفعله وينفون تقدير الله عليه. نعم. So likewise in this, in the actions of the people, of the servants of Allah, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are in the middle course once again, upon the haq, upon moderation, between two extremes. Al-Jabriya al-Ghulat wal-Qadariya al-Nufat. Remember these two terms. Al-Jabriya al-Ghulat wal-Qadariya al-Nufat. Who are Al-Jabriya al-Ghulat? There is a group of people, they say, that the people has no choice as related to their actions. Meaning you, when you come to pray, you choose to come to the masjid or not? I'm asking you. You choose to come here, right? And the one who's watching, I don't know what, right now, when he's not in here, did he, somebody force him to be there, or he choose to go there? He choose to go there. Someone who's reading the Quran, did he choose to read Quran or not? Yes. And one who's reading newspaper, he choose to read the newspaper. But these people here, these Jabri al-Ghulat, they say, no, no, no. All the servants, they have no choice in the matter at all. The action is like the moves in the trees. Like the moves and the leaves of the trees. They don't have nothing to do with their actions, meaning that they are forced, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, to do those things. That's one extreme. And the other extreme is الْقَدَرِيَّ النُّفَاتِ. These people, they go to the opposite. What they say? They say, no. All what a person do, he does it by himself. Allah doesn't know what that person do until that person does it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. You see? يَنْفُونَ تَقْدِيرَ اللَّهِ. They deny the decree of Allah, that Allah has decreed all things to happen. وَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يُثْبِتُونَ لِلْعَبْدِ مَشِيئَةً وَاخْتِيَارًا. بهما يستحق الثواب والعقاب، لكن لا يجعلونه مستقلا في ذلك، بل يجعلون مشيئته وإرادته تابعة لمشيئة الله وإرادته. طيب، he said, but أهل السنة now, see, أهل السنة who are in the middle course, upon the right path, because the حق is with them, they are upon the حق that Allah has guided them to, by learning the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, and the منهج of أهل السنة والجماعة, and they adhere to, they affirm a will for the servants and a choice. Now, they believe that the person, he chooses what to do. Now, person chooses to pray or not to pray. Those one who's drinking alcohol, he wanted to drink alcohol. He chose that. You see, the one who's listening to music, he wants to listen. He was the one who established that really nice radio and put money and he's the one who turned on the radio and looked for the channels, bought those CDs and the like, you see. And the one who listens to the Quran, he's the one who have a CD, a Quran. So that one, he bought music CDs, the other one, what? Or in their phones, they go to App Store, and this one, he download the Quran, while the other download what? Music, he wants to do it. So Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they affirm a choice and mashi'ah and a will for the servant. Tayyib? And because of that choice, that's how a person will be rewarded or punished. Because of their choice. The choice that they make. But with that, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they don't say that the choice and the will of this servant is mustaqil. Is independent from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. That his will, that the servant have a will, but that will, he will never do anything unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it to happen. Okay? But he's given a choice. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Takwir, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمْ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To whomsoever among you who wills, you see, Allah says, who wills to walk straight. And you cannot will unless it be that Allah wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the Alameen. وهو سبحانه وتعالى خالق العباد وأفعال العباد كما قال الله عز وجل والله خلقكم وما تعملون. Allah, it is He who created the servants and their actions and the actions of the servants. As Allah says, Allah created you and what you do and what you do. So الجبرية الغلاة والعياذ بالله سبحان look at this wicked عقيدة. They justify the negligence of those who are negligent and do not act upon the commands of Allah. For example, somebody who don't pray. Look at their عقيدة, this filthy عقيدة. Somebody don't pray, he don't pray. And when somebody told him, you don't pray, he said, yeah, he knows he don't pray. Oh, is that okay? Yeah, he's okay with him. Why? He's forced. He has nothing in the matter. That's what Allah decreed on him. Allah decreed on him at that time. He's not praying. You see? He's drinking alcohol? Drinking alcohol is haram. Yeah, it's haram. Why are you drinking it? You got nothing to do with it, man. I'm forced. Allah forced us. A'udhu billah. You see? He says he has nothing to do with, no choice, nothing. And whatever they do or they don't do, it has nothing to do with them. Mujbarun. They forced to do and compelled to do those actions. Walayyadu billah. Does Allah compel people to disobey Him? A'udhu billah. This is aqidah fasida. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi says, that person who does this, he said, must be, whether he's ignorant for real or he's crazy. Because that's, no one in his right mind will think such thing, that he's forced to do this. He says, if you hit that person, spank him a little bit, and he said, well, why you do this? He said, I'm compelled to do this. In matter of fact, I'm going to slap you once again. Well, why? Because I got nothing to do with me. I'm forced, akhi, qadar Allah. He said, if he give you his face, you're going to know he's crazy. But usually they say what? Shaykh al-Azim, he said, but usually they say what? It doesn't work like that. Okay, I'm not going to give you my cheeks, man. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay, what? Khamr doesn't work like that too. It doesn't work like that. He don't want to pray. He works like that. He's forced. But when somebody says, hey, nice watch. It's yours. Yeah. Let me see. It's mine now. What? I decree of Allah. Allah decreed that this watch be mine at this moment. If he really believe in this nonsense, he's like, all right, it's yours now. Asr time, I'm going to take it from you. I'm going to play games. It's mine, it's yours. Nah, this is fawda. The deen of Allah is the deen of subhanAllah, adl. Ainam. And then the other one are worse, wal'iyadu billah. They said that Allah does not know al-jabriya, al-qadariya al-nufat. Yanfuna qadar Allah wa taqdir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They deny the qadar of Allah. They say, wal'iyadu billah, it's even difficult for me to say what they say. They say that Allah does not know what's going to happen until the people do these things. So Allah said, you hear these things, akhi, and with ayats are clear, ahadith are clear, and you say, alhamdulillah, because tawfiq is from Allah. And some of the people that come up with this filth, they got knowledge, they big guys, they, subhanAllah, man, they can. But still, Allah didn't give them tawfiq. And now you find someone, min awam min nas, but he understands this aqidah. And that's fadlullah yu'tihi man yasha. ثالثا وهم وسط وهم وسط في باب الوعد والوعيد بين المرجئة الذين غلبوا جانب الوعد وأهملوا جانب الوعيد. You see, غلبوا جانب الوعد وأهملوا جانب الوعيد. Thirdly, we're still in the second point of benefits from the 10 points. Okay, now he just talking about the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are wasat amongst the deviant sects of this ummah. In the third aspect, as related to wa'd wal wa'id. What's wa'd and wa'id? Who knows the translation of these two terms? Al wa'd wal wa'id. Naam? Al wa'd.
Promise and punishment.
Aina. The promise and the threat or punishment. A threat. There are many ayats Allah's promise. If you do this, you get this. If you do this, you get this. If you do this, you get this. Allah is forgiven. Huh? But there is other ayats that talks about threat. Allah threatened those who disobey Him, those who lie, those who commit shirk, those who kill people without right, those, this and that. Now in this aspect, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are wasat, between two extremes. Al-Murji'ah, what the Murji'ah they do? They give precedence and they care only about the text that talks about the Rahmah of Allah. Indeed Allah is merciful. Indeed Allah is the Jannah is for this. And they neglect what? The ayats of punishment and threat. They don't even mention it. If whenever somebody comes to them, he don't pray, Allahu Ghafur Rahim. What is Allah Shadid al-Iqab? They don't mention that. They don't. To them, somebody pray, don't pray. Steal, fornicate. Allahu Ghafur Rahim. You're a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. You're in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Yes. That's it. And they neglect the other aspect, that if somebody disobeys Allah, he subjects himself to the punishment. ماذا قالوهم بهذا المعتقد الفاسد because of their evil belief? What they say? إنه لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب كما لا ينفع مع الكفر ta'a. Look what they say. Look at this evil belief. They say, if a person have iman, believe in Allah, no sins change that iman. No sin. That person, he's a believer. Doesn't matter what sin they do, that person, he's a believer. Doesn't change anything from his iman, alayhi billah. So much so that some of them, they say, the one who commits sins and don't act upon obedience to Allah, he says his iman is like the iman of the angels and the prophets and the messengers. A'udhu billah. Ghulu. See, that's one extreme. And also they said, لا ينفع مع الكفر طاعة. And no obedience changed the kufr. If somebody is a kafir, he's a kafir. That's it. No tawbah, nothing. والخوارج والمعتزلة. That's one extreme. The other extreme is the khawarij and the mu'tazila. Now we have the murji'a in one extreme, and you have the khawarij and the mu'tazila in the extreme, the other extreme, right? But the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah in a middle course, upon the haq. They are not with these guys, and they are not with these guys. They're watching, yeah, because if you make one, if you go to the right, you may fall into this extreme. If you go to the left, you may fall into this extreme. So you have to keep your eyes on the path, the straight path. Because if you make one move to the right, you're on another. You're on something else. You make another move to the left, you find yourself something else. So you have to keep your eyes open and focus on the path of Allah. The path that is haq, path of moderation and wasatiyya. The Khawarij and Mu'tazila, غلبوا جانب الوعيد وأهملوا جانب الوعد. The Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they are the opposite of Murji'ah. They neglect all the texts of mercy and forgiveness and rahmah and maghfirah. And they focus only on those texts that talks about the punishments. If somebody does this, kafirun. Where is the rahmah? No. I said, no, that's it. No mercy. وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ فَجَعَلُوا مُرْتَكِبَ الْكَبِيرَ خَارِجَ مِنْ الْإِيمَانِ فِي الدُّنْيَا خَالِدَ الْمُخَالِدَ فِي النَّارِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. So the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, what the Khawarij, they say that if a person, a Muslim, commit a major sin, it's not shirk, stealing for example, zina for example, drinking alcohol for example, backbiting, they said that person is not a Muslim in this life. He's not a Muslim anymore. According to the Khawarij, there's a lot of kuffar. That's why they kill the Muslims. Because they think they're kuffar. You see the Khawarij? And in the hereafter, they give this rule in wal'iyadu billah that person, he's in the hellfire forever. Wal'iyadu billah. Jur'ayah. Boldness. But the Mu'tazila, they agreed with them as related to the ruling in the hereafter, that if someone commits a major sin, he's in the hereafter in the hellfire forever, won't come out. But in this life, the Mu'tazila have another view. They said he, the one who committed a major sin, lesser than shirk, to them he's between menzilatain. They say he's not a kafir and he's not a believer. Who is he? They said between. Nobody precede them to this between. Allah says in Quran al-Kareem, فَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ وَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ. Allah created you and there are amongst you those who are believers and those who are disbelievers. The ulama, they says Allah didn't say and there are those who are between. So who are they to come and say? That's why the Mu'tazila, their story is that because the one who founded them is, what's his name? Huh? Wasil ibn Atta, and he was joined by who? A'udhu billah. He was not joined by Al-Hasan al-Basri. Al-Hasan al-Basri kicked him out. He was joined by who? Amr ibn Ubayd. Because then they used to be in a circle, this Wasil ibn Atta and Amr ibn Ubayd, they used to be in a circle of Al-Hasan al-Basri, Imam al-Tabi'in. Until this man, Wasil ibn Atta, once he said this statement. He says that the one who commits a major sin, he's not a kafir and he's not a believer. Who is he? Between. Hasan al-Basri said, "Tazil." Don't sit with us with this foolishness. I'tazil meaning separate yourself. Don't come here. Fa'tazil. So he went to another area and sit. And some people start to come to him and listen to him. Yes, people. Some people like mosquitoes. You bring flowers, they don't want that. They just want trash. No, swamp. Sheikh Bukhari said this once. He said, yes, not all people like good things. Some people, they just look trouble. If you take them somewhere where it's nice and easy, they can. They're not comfortable. They have to create fitna or go somewhere to where fitna is. They enjoy it. Like flies. A nice cake, they don't care. Trash can, man, they call one another. So these people who have, they have maftunun, they went to him, sit with him, and they called them al-mu'tazila, those who separate themselves from the people of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah.
حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to stop here and we continue next week. Inshallah ta'ala, hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.